Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of working with you, sweet thing Jelly, is my goat cheese and fig croquette. Now remember, whenever we're working with fire, we always want to make sure we have a couple of things. First thing, if we have children, we want to make sure that they cannot get near the hot oil that we're going to have here, because in order to get our oil hot, we got to really bring up that heat. And I have seen a lot of things in my career that don't go good with hot oil, so it's very, very important. Secondly, there's a lot of people out there who sweat a lot, especially when they cook. If you're one of those people, I highly recommend put a bandana on or maybe like a baseball cap. That'll keep the sweat from falling into the oil. One drop of sweat is all it takes to really get that thing crackling. If it gets crackling, it could pop against your skin and it can do some serious damage. Always safety first here with the Untamed Chef. Now what we're gonna need is 12 ounces of creamy goat cheese, 4 ounces of you sweet thing fig jelly. Those are gonna go into a bowl. We're gonna equally mix those up. So I want my goat cheese to be a nice purple colored goat cheese. It's very, very important. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add in, after we roll those into little croquette balls, and I usually like to do about, 2 ounces of croquette, and then we're going to put them in some panko breadcrumbs. We're going to season with a little bit of salt and pepper to taste. 2 cups of fry oil, and this is very, very important because fry oil is a lot different than regular oil. Fry oil would be like a nice peanut oil or a fry shortening, because you need to get this oil up there. If we put olive oil, it would start smoking and it would be a disaster. So this, I would just recommend any kind of fry oil, whatever you use, just keep using. But all we need are 2 cups of it. We're going to put that inside of a pot. Once that's inside of our pot, we're going to bring up our heat. And I like to use like a small sauce pot, just because it's easier to work around. We're not going to completely submerge these things in oil. And it's very important we do 2 at a time. Don't put all 4 of them in there. That way they don't, break apart in the oil and stuff. And then once they come out, we're going to put a little bit of fresh thyme that we're going to dice fine over the top. And some Bravo 6-year-age Silver Mountain cheese. It's nice and nutty. It's like pecorino meets parmesan. It's an unbelievable flavor, and enjoy. For this and many more of my untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.